Ah, yes.
Yeah, Sam would, of
course.
The day of days.
To most people, this is just Thursday, but to Sam,
it's...
Actually, it's a big day.
It's like, May the 4th.
It's a almost a national holiday now.
Yeah, for the geeks.
Yeah.
May the 4th.
May
the
force
be with you. Now, when it gets down to it, you know, Star Wars is just a story about a father and his son.
Simba.
Oh, sorry, wrong James Earl Jones. How about this father and his son?
No.
Yeah.
I am your father.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, today is a big day, too, because Carrie Fisher is getting her star on the Walk of Fame.
That's awesome.
Her daughter, Billie Lourd, is the one that's going to do all the
posthumous.
By the way, I found out you can go to walkoffame.com and watch it live.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
I guess that's anytime somebody gets their star.
Anybody.
I think it's like a block away from where her mother's star is, too.
Debbie Reynolds
was her mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Just FYI.
And Eddie Fisher was her father.
That's right.
A bunch of new Lego Star Wars sets coming out today, including the new X-Wing Starfighter for $240.
Oh.
That's a lot of Legos.
It is.
Sure is. They get stepped on at 2 in the morning.
A lot of libraries having stuff, trivia nights. I even found a couple lightsaber tournaments going on right now.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Today.
What do they do?
Yeah.
They just,
I thought they're not real.
Murphy can probably describe it. I can hear it over there. yeah, whatever. You can't kill anybody. You just go.
Do you touch each other with? I mean,
I don't know how you.
Do you touch? Do like? Let me rephrase that.
It's not that kind of lightsaber fight.
It sounds to me that would be fun to watch for about 10 seconds.
Exactly, and because I don't know how you determine who wins. It's just like bzz, 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 okay.
No, there are no winners here. Only
Jedi. By the way, if you want to watch the three good movies back-to-back today, it'll take you 6.5 hours. If you want to watch all 9 movies, it'll take you 20 hours and 39 minutes.
You know, I do like to pick on you, Sam, about your Star Wars fandom, but how can I? You know, you're free to give yourself to anything like that you love. Mine is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There's not a Game of Thrones day. I wish there was.
And the icing on the cake is at Disney today.
Yeah.
Star Wars lightsaber churros.
Oh.
Oh, now see, I'm on board with that.
Oh, everybody's a fan today, huh? Well, Murphy, may the 4th be with you.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
3 things to know today. That's coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, the most used passwords. Make sure that yours is not on this list. It's not only May the 4th, it's World Password Day.
No.
I don't know why we need that day. It's always something weird.
If it's an awareness day for like safety, I guess I understand it. I've never heard of this.
Of course. It is for safety. You're right, Murphy.
Okay. What did they pick today?
I don't know, to mess with the Star Wars.
It's Star Wars Day.
Okay, look. The research shows there are companies that study this stuff that 80%, 80 or more percent of the most commonly used passwords can be cracked in less than a second.
Yeah.
So we're still not password savvy enough. So you want to know the top 5 most used passwords? I hope nobody's using this that's listening. Number 5.
Well, if you are, change it.
Number 5, A1B2C3.
Ah, a little spin on the...
I think it's a trickery,
yeah.
But
ah,
the hackers know to... Are you checking your passwords? Number 4 on the list, 12345.
See, that
how many
really...
years do we have to go before somebody gets
so
burned
sad.
Enough on
the same,
that?
The same thing as using the QWERTY thing on the keyboard, you know.
Number 3, password.
Still.
I'm counting you down 5 and 1.
All these years.
QWERTY is number 11 on the list.
Oh, is it still there?
It's still there. This is according to NorPass, the security, company. They track all of this. Number 14 on the list is unknown. People like to do password unknown.
Yeah.
Okay, getting back to it. Number 2, the most used. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, going up to 6.
Change it up a bit, huh?
And so that used to be like the number 1.
That's probably because of, websites that say you have to use at least 6 characters or more.
And a letter.
You're right. The number 1 most commonly used password in the U.S.
It's so simple and easy, but yes, I guess I shouldn't be
so
surprised.
So is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's so hackable. Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, to me, using a password vault is a smart way to go. Like LastPass or 1Password or something like that, especially if you have a lot to manage.
Do you have to have a password to get into Password Vault?
Well, of course you do. But it's two-factor authentication, but yeah.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
There is a movie coming about the debut episode of Saturday Night Live. The film is going to, there's no title for it yet. It's going to take place on October 11th, 1975, when it was the first show. Like, Lorne Michaels was, he was, whatever.
Young.
Hopeful, and like, I'm going to throw this up here.
We got this great new idea.
Right. And so it's going to give you glimpses into the chaos that led up to that, doing that live. Will audiences like this? Here are your major players. John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Gilda Radner, Dan Aykroyd, and Chevy Chase. They were the not ready for primetime players. And so they've done a ton of interviews to get ready for this movie, like with the ones who are still alive, for what it was like for them, and then people surrounding it. People who were on
chaos,
the set.
Wasn't it?
It was chaos leading up to. And I'm sure if you go back and if you were to go back and watch that episode, it would have been like, although some big names. They only had five proper sketches throughout the whole show. Some musical performances and then a stand-up routine from, you know this, Murphy, George Carlin.
He was the first host.
Okay. See, stand-up routine.
I do remember the early episodes, too. They had Muppets involved.
Oh?
It wasn't like Kermit and Miss Piggy. It was like special
Muppets.
Muppets that they used for that.
But they basically follow that same theme. They've always had a musical guest. Paul Simon was the very first.
That's so cool. Okay, so look for the movie. No title yet. Sometime next year.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
From our Facebook and Instagram, some really cool grad gifts.
We like hearing from you online. We like to hear from you. 877-31. You know what that means. 877.
You mean by voice. That's what you mean.
Call us.
Hear, hear.
Yes.
877-310-4MSJ or online.
Social media connect.
Okay, from our Instagram and Facebook pages. Remember yesterday, this was so funny. Rita had sent in that it was the first time she ever logged on and looked at us.
Oh, yeah.
And what did she say? None of us looked like what she thought, which is just a normal human thing. If you only hear somebody, you paint yourself a picture.
Yeah, you paint your own picture.
You know, it's like reading a book.
It is.
You create the character's look in your head based on what you're reading.
We never live up either. Okay, Kathleen says, regarding what Rita had to say, she said, first time visiting your page, you all look exactly like like I had imagined.
Really?
I'm like, what?
I love that.
How do you do that, Kathleen? How? Your mind. All right, moving on. Also from our Facebook page, Mary, regarding graduation gifts. I had said, this is not for our child who's graduating, Murphy, Phoebe, but her friends. Her friends, that group of four girls who they've been so tight throughout high school, and they mean so much to us. I'm going to give those girls all a graduation present. And I was saying maybe a cute little bucket hat or something. And you had suggested gift cards.
Gift cards.
Restaurant gifts.
Random gift cards.
Mary said, just a thought in the grad gifts for Phoebe's friends. Get the hats, put the gift cards in the hats along with other trinkets and stuff you want to give them, and they can choose which hat. Like, I can just have four hats, and they get to choose which bucket, because I intend for each bucket hat to be different.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
I know. That will be fun.
It's fun until the last person who gets to choose doesn't like the color of the hat, but yeah, it's still fun.
Yeah, how do you get to decide who goes first? You have to choose numbers?
It's a free-for-all.
Oh.
No. I'm sure that they would all be grateful.
I mean,
honestly,
I know they would. They're good kids.
Yeah. Yes.
And then they can talk about me behind my back once I leave the room about the hats and the weirdness of the gift. But I do have some cute ideas for them. Mm-hmm. They just mean a lot to us.
Sure.
All right. We love hearing from you. Thank you, Kathleen and Mary. Send anything, anytime. You can also email us at murphysamandjody.com.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again yesterday, a quarter point increase, taking it to the highest level in 16 years.
That's like 10 straight raises.
It is. Mm-hmm. They say no decision has been made on whether that means anything about future rate hikes, but you can't imagine it. The reason, well, to cool and slow inflation, and also they're thinking that the collapse of three banks
in the last
6 weeks it will cause banks, look out, to tighten credit.
Okay.
Number two, this year El Nino could be a big event, according to the World Meteorological Association. They say it's a crazy pattern. It's hotter than normal. It's going to be a hotter than normal summer.
Seems like it.
And the hottest one we had on record so far was 2016. Yeah. And they're expecting this one to be very near or to exceed it.
Lovely.
Sorry to tell you that. Just maybe be ready. And speaking of some relief, number three, the Strawberry Frosty is back at Wendy's.
For a limited time only.
But for summer, and it's not really officially summer yet, but they released it this week. It's replacing the Vanilla Frosty for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry Frosty sounds fabulous.
Well, see, when they had the peppermint one at Christmas, it replaced, I think, vanilla. But it's like, put them all on there.
That's what I was thinking, too. They've got a reason, right? Keep us interested. Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is there.
Three things to know today.
If you've got a kid and they don't like to get a strep test, or you don't like to get a strep test because maybe you gag a little, you know?
It's a little tough for me to get a swab down my throat.
Yeah. What about you, Sam?
I haven't done one in forever.
Me either.
Last time I had a swab in my throat, it was the DNA test, but we don't need to go into that.
You did a DNA test?
Yeah. The swab up my nose was kind of bizarre.
I can't
for COVID.
Deal with that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, so I had to take Phoebe to the pediatrician, the doctor the other day. It was so weird because she's 18 now. She drives, but she was feeling so bad. I'm like, I'm going to drive you. Walking in there, I thought, this might be the last time I bring her to the pediatrician. I kind of hope it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, if your kids are little and they are not good or they gag with the strep test, the nurse taught us a trick. And wait.
About 18 years too late, huh?
I know. But no, it's not too late if I get to share it with the world or anybody who's listening.
Sure.
Is this a distraction thing?
Phoebe did this. I first thought it was a distraction, but the nurse, her name was Harley. What a cool name, right?
I love that name.
H-A-R-L-E-E is what her name tag said. She was precious. She said, hey, I'm going to teach you a little trick. I use it on all my kids, even four-year-olds. But, you know, and Phoebe did it, and it seemed to help. And she said, you need to make a fist, but put your thumbs inside of your hand and then wrap your fingers around and hold, squeeze tight to your thumbs, she said. Do it? Yeah, squeeze tight to your thumbs. Open your mouth and let me swab it. She said, if you squeeze really tight, she said there's something. She said she learned it in school. I guess she's in medical school, that something, it squeezes and stops the flow to that nerve from your arm all the way up to your head, and it makes it a little better. It makes it less gaggy feeling.
Mm.
And Phoebe said she barely felt it. Now, this girl was gentle, though, too.
Well,
she was in and out quick.
Next time I'm told to say, I'll just try that. Because I don't always get a strep test, you know. But if, you know.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
And
I always heard the same thing. Remember that supposedly if you clip earlobes or something like that at the dentist office, it doesn't hurt?
There's something to do with the earlobes.
I've never heard this in my life, and I need it at the dentist.
Yeah.
Anyhow, kids of all ages, it's worth a shot if you have trouble getting your throat swabbed. Thumbs inside the hands. Squeeze your thumbs really hard, like make a fist, thumb inside.
Yeah.
Both hands. Good luck.
So that way you already have the fist in case it goes bad.
Right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
On the way next, we'll let you know who is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year and some snubs, too. Well, it's official. We have the inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the class of 2023.
You know which one I'm waiting for.
I'm going to tell you right now, the five people that were on the
Fan vote.
Only one of those people is actually got in.
Okay.
Cyndi Lauper was not in Iron Maiden. Warren Zevon, Soundgarden, did not make it.
That means
George Michael made it.
Yes! What a talent he was. What he brought us.
Yes, we have a lot to. We have a lot of ladies in it this year. Sheryl Crow's going in.
Okay.
The first female hip hop artist to be inducted going in, Missy Elliott.
Good for Missy.
That means she's going to perform. Whoa.
And the artist who had that song that we just couldn't get enough of. Kate Bush.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is going to be so much fun this year.
That one did surprise me because there's been all that talk lately about her, and I wonder if that's what helped push her in.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Stranger Things. Did that get her in?
well, the use of her song, but she deserves to be there.
And the man who finished just outside of the top five in the fan voting.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Willie's going in.
Yes!
And that was his 90th birthday this past weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get him in before it's too late, you know what I mean?
Well, get him in now that it's not a big deal for country artists to be in. Thank you, Ms. Dolly.
Rage Against the Machine made it, and also the Spinners.
Whenever you call me,
Murphy loves that.
I love the Spinners.
Those are the folks that are in as, like, you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. There's other awards, like the Musical Excellence Award.
I'm telling you.
Chaka Khan is going in for that one.
Bring it.
And Bernie Taupin has gone in for that, too. The guy who wrote all of Elton John's songs.
Oh, yeah.
He's going in for musical excellence. And the Lifetime Achievement Award going to Don Cornelius for Soul Train.
Oh, cool.
The late Don Cornelius.
Yes, he died in 2012.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah.
See, it's a whole bunch of cool stuff.
You have to be really invested to watch the whole ceremony, but every once in a while when there's an artist you really care about, you do watch it.
Yeah.
The last time I watched it was when Bon Jovi got inducted.
Yeah. November 3rd is the ceremony in Brooklyn, and of course we'll get it later on HBO.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
Just a few weeks after announcing her split from Joe Alwyn, Taylor Swift, it looks and it seems, is already dating a new man. Although, actually, she was dating him well before.
Mm-hmm.
She just that the world knows now.
I know. It almost sounds like, oh, she jumped from one guy to the next. But you don't know how long she and Joe have been broken up.
Apparently, there was no crossover.
Yeah.
But even if there was, you know, I mean, it happens, right? She has a right to date who she wants. And the word is they're crazy about each other.
Who
is
this guy?
It's the front man. He's also in the music biz. Front man for the band The 1975.
Matt Healy?
Matt Healy. These two dated briefly 10 years ago, and it just didn't work out. But, man, they must have really had a, you know, spark for each other, because apparently they're really dating now. And it's
guess we can
whatever hot and heavy
expect some collaborations.
I don't know about that. They do say that expect them to maybe go public this weekend at Taylor's show in Nashville. So if you know if it's really true, might see a little love there.
My daughter Maddie's going to the show next weekend in Philadelphia, so I'll have to tell her to keep an eye out
for him.
Yeah,
right. I'm sure she's going to spot him among the millions of people will be there.
Right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Hey, speaking of my kids, I was uninvited to a prom this weekend. I'll explain.
Be sure to subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast today. That is an easy way. It's absolutely free to catch up on anything that you might miss. And plus, you'll enjoy an episode of After the Show. We only do it there, the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
I have another prom to deal with this week. Parker's prom.
Now, you're blessed with another prom this week.
Yeah.
That's kind of late, huh? Most proms are April, not early
Maddie's
part of May.
Yeah, Maddie's was a couple weeks ago. There's been a bit of a change in plans for this prom, though, as Parker notified me and his mom yesterday.
What is that?
No pictures.
Wait. That's his request, or that's the school thing?
No pictures, as in, you know how everybody gets together beforehand and takes pictures?
Yes.
He doesn't want to do that.
Oh.
He and his date have determined that it is too, quote-unquote, cringy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too mainstream. Like, he doesn't want to do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, here's the text. We're not taking pictures for prom. I said, well, it would be a nice memory to have. And he goes, yes, it would. But as stated previously, we agreed not to.
Oh, that's funny.
Obviously.
Wait, he sounds just like you.
Obviously, we'll take Snapchat. Maybe that's why I didn't like this conversation.
As stated previously. I think I've heard Sam say those words.
Yes. If you refer back to the earlier text, obviously we'll take Snapchat photos on our phone and one at the dance, but no before cringy picture party.
Sure. That's okay. It's his prom. And if his date agrees, and in the future, whether he regrets it or not, you'll probably never know.
Well, here's another one. Here's another Sam, too. His mom said, well, hey, can I just sneak a picture of you before you leave the house?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to you on that.
Wow.
So funny.
But isn't cringy really in the eye of the beholder? It depends on how you take the picture as to whether it's cringy or not.
It's cringy. I mean, that's an acceptable fact. it's going to be cringy.
Yeah.
You know, the parent, the moms and the dads are going to ooh and ah, and everybody get together. Okay, and all the girls and all the guys and everybody do a funny
little
pose.
Little dates and then the funny.
It's just part of the process.
It is tradition, well, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if you maybe what you should have said is, so if your plan is really never to date this girl ever again, I would understand why you wouldn't want a picture. However, in the future.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Push it, huh?
So it sounds like he just wants to be in control of the pictures if he's doing Snapchat. He doesn't want mom and dad directed pictures. Mm-hmm.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the FDA has approved an RSV vaccine.
Hmm.
It's a
shot. Any other letters you can throw in there?
Okay, I'm sorry, but you know what RSV is.
They want to have it out ASAP.
It's that lower respiratory.
Yeah.
And honestly,
serious stuff.
It's serious stuff for little children, infants, and then older people. So it's a shot. And in the clinical trials, it lowered the risk of all the symptoms and just the effects of it by 83% to 90%. And
wow.
The protection lasts 6 months. It'll first roll out to Americans 60 or older.
Okay.
Number two, the White House calling AI safety meetings today. This week, Vice President Kamala Harris will be meeting with tech CEOs, people from Google and Microsoft and OpenAI, to just discuss AI and how we have to be responsible with it.
Wonder if the invite was AI, created.
Probably. All right, let's move on to your favorite part. Today is your day, Sam. It's Star Wars Day, May the 4th.
Yes.
Apparently, this first came about in 1979 with Margaret Thatcher taking office as Prime Minister, and an ad in the paper said, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie."
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition was born. Disney Plus has a lot of stuff for you to.
They got everything.
Jump in. Including a Simpsons short for Star Wars Day. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Where Maggie is in Rogue Not Quite One.
Three things to know today. One of those very important.
Sam's Got Music News.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Well, Rihanna has now set a record for Super Bowl halftime show viewership. And I know you're saying, wait, that was months ago. The folks at Nielsen apparently had some encoding issues, and so they said they're now giving us the real numbers.
Yeah.
121 million viewers for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Just the halftime or Super Bowl? Because I've heard it was a big Super Bowl to watch as well.
It was also the highest rank, now that they've redone the numbers, highest ranked Super Bowl as well. But the halftime show was higher than the game itself.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's not.
I'm sure it's been that way over the years, too. Mm-hmm.
Star power.
115 million for the game itself. 121 million for her.
Realize a lot of stories around that game as well. Brother playing against brother.
Yeah.
You know, a quarterback with a serious ankle injury.
Yeah.
Like, there was just so much story.
Yes.
And she debuted her pregnancy on us
that
did. That.
And we had not heard from her in forever.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to the Jonas Brothers. They've now announced a 35-date North American tour. And they're doing like a Taylor Swifty thing, you know, the Eras tour. Every night she performs from every album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're going to do. They said every night they're going to play all five of their albums, not necessarily in their entirety,
sure.
But there's going to be snippets from each of the albums. So you get their Eras as well.
It's not sort of going down the path of their copying her, though. Right?
No. I mean, remember they did that Broadway thing where they played a different album each night.
Sure.
So, and they're going to.
I mean, to me, that makes sense because if you're a fan, that's how you follow them. It's kind of grouped in your head as Eras, right?
It is.
Public tickets go on sale next Friday. If you're verified, that'll be earlier in the week next week.
Mm.
And we got some John Bon Jovi news. And it's about this song here, Runaway. He sat down, that interview you were telling us about, Jody, where he said his son marrying
Millie
11.
Bobby Brown.
You know, age doesn't matter. If you're in love, you're in love.
Yeah.
Same interview, he was asked about his most embarrassing video.
Oh,
and he says it goes back to Runaway at the beginning. He said, I just learned how to play guitar. I just learned how to write songs. And you got a stupid director who has his niece in the video.
Ugh.
And he said it was just like, look at us in that video, and I watched a snippet of it, and it's like they're just going through the motions.
I need to watch. I don't remember the video. Remember the song, because that was his first hit song.
So great. Yeah. Look, he more than made up for it with so many other good videos.
And by the way, just a warning, there's a lot of hair in this video.
You think?
As is everything in the 80s.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 8:50, three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, Elizabeth coming to you, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody was just talking about grad gifts and how you know, since our youngest daughter Phoebe is graduating, and her tight friends that have always been, you know, hanging around for years now, you're going to do graduation gifts for each other.
For those
right?
girls, I'm definitely going to give them something significant.
That's
hopefully.
Sweet. Love to hear from you too. 877-310-4MSJ. How are you, Elizabeth?
I am well, thank you. I'm headed to work, and I just called in with a suggestion for graduation gifts.
Okay, bring it.
Well, I'm a picture taker, and so I have photos of my daughter, my children, my son throughout the years with all of their friends. And so what if found something special to you, and you created like either a photo collage or just an individual photo of either you and each child or your daughter with each child, and you gave it to them? Because if they're all going different directions,
you're right.
Something that will last a lifetime.
Oh, you are telling me these things, and I can see the pictures in my head. These girls... This group of girls, the five of them, they call themselves the Cabin Club because they first got close when they all spent the night in a cabin. I know it sounds like a horror movie, but...
How many of them were there to begin with?
Anyway, yeah, they are very close, and I have a ton of pictures of them together.
I just think that would be something special. I have to tell you that my friends and I would call ourselves the Bricks.
Yeah.
So I love having nicknames.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You are onto something, and I need to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this.
Whatever you do is going to be special, but I just thought I would share my little idea with you.
Thank you. Those girls mean a lot to me. They've been crucial to Phoebe's high school years.
I'm trying not to cry right now because I'm an empty nester, and I'm reliving everything with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, and kids don't even know. They leave and they don't even think about you anymore.
Whatever,
you're like,
Mom.
What's going on?
Exactly. Yep. They spread their wings and they fly. And we're happy to see them go, but
right.
it hurts just a little.
Yeah, they're supposed to go. Well, thank you for this.
Exactly.
Thank you for this.
Thanks,
you're
Elizabeth.
So welcome. I can't wait to hear what you do.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
So much Kevin Costner news. Would you like the personal or the professional?
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear.
Let's talk about Governor Dutton.
Okay.
To uphold the Constitution.
The word
of the
is
state
today
of Montana.
That he will not be returning to Yellowstone after season 5 is wrapped.
I.e., not seeking re-election.
Actually, i.e., the rumor being they might kill off his character. I don't even want to say it. I don't think it's Yellowstone without him.
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway,
they got all the other spinoffs.
They do, but it's not Yellowstone without him. They also have not even finished the second half of season 5, so who knows what's going on with that show.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on with Kevin Costner personally. We know yesterday that we heard that his wife of 18 years filed for divorce.
Yeah.
The word today is that he was blindsided by this.
Oh.
Stunned by it. He did not see it coming. Of course, he hadn't been home a lot. Sorry. They share 3 children. They're both going to look for joint custody here. They had a really solid prenup because his first marriage, he was married for 16 years.
Yeah.
This one, 18 years. He paid to the tune of like $80 million the first time around. So he probably won't. They didn't share any property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she will leave with what she had.
And he keeps the whole state of Montana.
Pretty much. So, Sam, you were saying earlier that Parker has shut down prom pictures beforehand this weekend. He's doing prom, and he's told you and his mother.
He doesn't want to do the cringy, everybody gets together, all
posed.
The dates and all that at the houses, and we go to this house.
Right. But he will be taking pictures there at prom.
Yes.
And on his phone.
On the phone.
He said
Snapchat.
Where
he has control.
Right. But that's not the same as dad getting the pictures, right? I mean, you really want your own.
You know what that's going to be like? I've done this before with Parker when he's done this for dances.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly asking, like night of, can you send me a pic? Can you send me a pic?
Yeah.
And then you don't get it. And so for like 2 days, you ask and ask. And finally, you get some blurry picture.
You don't follow him on Snapchat? Get on it. I mean.
Yes, I follow him on Snapchat. I follow him on the Snapchat that is set up for parents to see.
Okay, yeah.
Just like the
Parker really is.
Instagram, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Fake Instagram, fake Snapchat.
Well, here's the reason I bring it up is this. Phoebe has always, and Taylor, they've always let us do pictures before their events like this. But I'm very well aware that there's the parent posed pictures and the kids have a lot of fun. And those in the next day, Phoebe will be like, send me all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll like, I like this one. Get rid of these. okay, you got it. And I always ask permission before I share and things like that. But what you should hopefully you'll get, what you should wait for, the ones that they took, he and his date, those are the real gems. It's like, I've got some pictures of Phoebe and her friends at proms from the last couple of years. The best, because they're having fun with their friends. That picture I have of Phoebe when she went to power suit prom and she wore a power suit, mm-hmm. and her friend Sarah's in the dress looking like she's flying. I've shared it before. I was looking at it the other day and all the girls were over and Ella walked past me. She said, I took that picture. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you did a good job. That's my favorite, one of my favorite pictures of my child ever.
Yeah.
So when they're having it sounds like he doesn't like the posed picture. The ones he likes are more Parker, more in the moment.
And a lot of the stuff I post of the twins is Maddie, because Maddie's more open to it. Maddie's more congenial for it. Parker, it's like, why do you want to do that? What do you need that for? Huh?
They're different people.
He's like me.
He is like you.
You also don't get to photobomb a photo that you're not going to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, that's right.